AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Hundreds of pagers exploded nearly simultaneously Tuesday in Lebanon and Syria, killing at least nine, including a young girl and members of the militant group Hezbollah. Thousands more were wounded. The AP's Karim Chahayeb has more from Beirut.
Hezbollah blamed Israel and vowed to retaliate. The group said that the pagers belonged to its members, but we don't yet know whether any senior members of the militant group had those pagers in their possession as well. The Israeli military declined comment.
U.S. official tells AP Israel briefed the U.S. on the operation after it was concluded. Small amounts of explosives had been inserted into the pagers. On the presidential campaign trail, Donald Trump made his first campaign appearance since an apparent second assassination attempt.
Trump held a town hall in Michigan, moderated by Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, his former White House press secretary. He addressed his assassination attempt.
And then you wonder why I get shot at, right? You know, only consequential presidents get shot at. When I say something like that, you have countries saying, this guy, but what can you do? You have to do what you have to do, right?
Trump also mentioned that he's meeting with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi next week. Trump has appearances later in the week in New York, Washington, D.C., and North Carolina. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Kamala Harris spoke at a National Association of Black Journalists forum about the situation in Springfield, Ohio, where state police have been stationed in schools doing twice-a-day bomb sweeps.
Law enforcement resources being put into this because of these serious threats that are being issued against a community that is living a productive, good life before this happened.
That followed Trump amplifying debunked rumors of immigrants eating pets. And in New York, Sean Diddy Combs has been ordered held without bail after pleading not guilty to racketeering and sex trafficking charges. This is AP News. In southern Africa, severe drought forcing drastic measures.
Zimbabwe and Namibia have announced plans to slaughter hundreds of wild elephants and other animals to feed hunger-stricken residents. Zimbabwe says it will allow the killing of 200 elephants so that their meat can be distributed amongst those in need. In Namibia, the killing of more than 700 wild animals is already underway. At least 100 elephants have died due to drought. Officials say they anticipate that more animals could die of thirst and hunger as the area enters the hottest period of the year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And in the Pacific, off Washington State, a naturalist captured an image of a seal in the mouth of a humpback whale.
The look on its face is like, I don't know what's going on.
Tyler McKean of Blue Kingdom Whale and Wildlife Tours says the humpback had just lunged at a school of fish the seal had been pursuing too.
I'm sure that the seal was just fine.
I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.